All right, the Secretary of State of Illinois, Jesse White, on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for being with us. And I'm confused, Jesse. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm confused by what's going on here with the driver's licenses. So let me see if I have this right. When my driver's license expires, coming up next year, I think it is, I have to come into your facility, and I'm not going to get an actual plastic license to take back out with me, a hard license. I'm going to get a paper license, and then you're going to mail me the plastic license? What's going on there?
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to punch a hole in your original driver's license, and we're going to give you a temporary license. And within a 15-day period of time, you will get the real driver's license. We have a newly designed driver's license with a multitude of security features in it. And this will be the document that will help you to get on an airplane and fly wherever you want to fly. Right now, we will give you the temporary license, and then you can take your regular license. We'll punch a hole in it. And then you can use those two documents when you are getting on the airplane. And those will keep you from getting the additional screening.
So you'd have to
if you don't have if you don't have those two documents, then you may have to undergo additional screening.
Or bring in another form of ID, I would
suppose. How about your
passport or Social Security card? Because
Social Security card won't care today. It would be the passport or the two documents that I just alluded to.
Yeah, because Social Security card doesn't have any.
I know, but I'm
it.
Trying to think for people who don't have passports, what else would you use? I mean,
well, you would use the temporary card that we will give you, and we'll give you that within a 50-day period of time. It's good for 45 days, and then it will be accompanied by your old driver's license or your old state ID with the hole punched in it.
Now, well, I guess the question is, if you're going to mail out these IDs, is that safe? As opposed to giving them to people?
Well, you get your bank records, you get your charge card, you get your check through the mail. You get a lot of wonderful things through the mail. So it's important for you to make sure that you have that we have in our system all the information that's required. That you moved, you make sure you notify the Secretary of State's office, and you can do that by going to our website. And that's www.sabbatdriveillinois.com. www.sabbatdriveillinois.com, or you can call my office, and that's 217-782-7044, 217-782-7044, and give us that information, and then we will put it into our system so that when it's time for us to send out that document to you or to correspond with you, we will know that you really live where you say you live.
If you don't feel that the mail delivery is particularly solid at your location, or if you're in a multi-unit building and you're just concerned about that, could you pick it up at the driver's license facility? Is that a possibility?
That's not a possibility if you pick it up at the facility. The only way that you get it is to the mail process.
Hi, Secretary White.
That's a requirement by Homeland Security, because they want to make sure you live where you say you live. They want to make sure you are who you say you are.
Oh, I got it.
And this is really designed to help Illinoisans, or to protect Illinoisans from fraud and from identity theft.
Secretary White, anytime there's a new change, it seems like there is always an increased fee. Will this cost the actual consumer more?
Anna, it's no additional charge whatsoever. But I do want to make sure that your listening audience understand that whenever a fee is levied through the Secretary of State's office, it's through the efforts of the members of the General Assembly. There are 118 state representatives, and there are 59 state senators, and you have the signature of the governor. Those are the people who set the fee scale, and I'm only the messenger and the collector.
And that was Judy, by the way. This is Anna. I just, but you know, can I follow up? But yeah, that's okay, Secretary White. Can I follow up the real quick? Because I know that there was a problem with you guys sending out those, the notices for the licenses because of the state budget crisis.
So I'm just wondering how this is going to work, because now this is a new mailing you'll have to do.
Well, we had funds set aside in our budget for this purpose. Now, let's go back to the other issue that you alluded to, where if your license plate is eligible for renewal or up for renewal, in the past we would notify you. And because of the fact that we were losing, it was costing us $450,000 a month to send out those notices, we decided to discontinue that practice. And I was on television, radio, and we've talked with the people in the newspaper industry and let them know that we were going to have a problem with it, and that you would have to go to our system in order to get your sticker or renew your plate. And a lot of people just have not done that, and as a result, some fines have been levied and some tickets have been issued. And we're supporting an effort by the Illinois General Assembly to avoid me from charging those fees.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now, when you get this new license, when we go through this process, and when does this start officially?
Starts officially latter part of June or July.
Okay. So,
and we will have about three facilities that we'll start the process with. It's like a trial run, and then we'll open up the program to all of the facilities across the state of Illinois. I have 138 facilities, and when you go to one of our facilities, you can rest in the knowledge that you no longer have to bring your duffel bag, sleeping bag, or your lunch pail. Yeah. We'll try to get you in and out of a timely manner.
Yeah, it's not like the TSA.
No, man. That's Secretary, you're 100%
different.
Right about that. You guys did an amazing job.
They do.
Moving people through.
I've had good experiences lately.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a former military man, and so I like things done well. I want them done in a timely manner. And I want it to be the offices to be customer friendly.
You know, I want to ask you about these new ideas, Secretary White. We should mention it's because of the Real ID Act. It's the increased security measures enacted by the 9/11 Commission to make things more secure, and that people are who they say they are. Tell us about them, though. Are there going to be chips in them? There are going to be all kinds of new things.
It's going to be the total package. When you look at it, you'll see a picture of Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, then you'll see the skyline of the state of Illinois, and then there are some holograms, and so we have the total package within that particular document. It's one of the best crafted documents that you'll find anywhere.
Okay, but it according to these stories, it's only 83% compliant with the Real ID. What is it missing?
Well, we need some more dollars from the Illinois General Assembly, because I think 2020 is when we'll go full blast with all the other things that are required by Homeland Security. So right now, this is just beyond 75%.
Can you tell us, is there some sort of major piece of technology that is publicly known that we don't have that other states do?
No, I think what we have is what they have. And these are the things that are required by Homeland Security.
All right. So when you go through the airport, if you are using I was just looking at my driver's license, it doesn't expire for a couple more years. If I don't have the technology that the people are going to start having this year on my driver's license, are they going to pull me aside at the airport?
No, there's a 2-year window for that.
Okay.
I think it's 2018 confused. When they're going to start.
Yeah, 2018.
Using the new rules at like TSA lines and things like that.
And is there a strip on this on this card? I mean, is there, or a chip or something?
It's everything that you can imagine within that document. Even you can sign up, become an organ donor, too. I encourage everyone within the state of Illinois to do that, because right now, 6 million people have already signed up to become a part of this meaningful program.
Okay, and this applies to state IDs as well?
State IDs and driver's license, yes.
Okay. Right.
On the back of the card, they say the person's photo and birth date will be viewable under an ultraviolet light.
Ooh.
Very difficult to duplicate that. So part of the new thing.
So if bad guys get a hold of this, though, will they have more information on you than they should?
No, I think that we've outdone with this document the bad guys.
You're ahead of the bad guys on this one.
No doubt about it.
All right.
Good to hear.
The best and the brightest, the sharpest knives in the drawer, this one.
Be very careful and do not pull those knives out, because someone can get hurt. You could cut something.
All right. I know so well.
Yes, it's so true. All right, Secretary, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank
Secretary.
You very much, everybody.
All right.
Anna.
Judy.
Judy.
Violetta and Kevin.
And what's his name?
And Kevin and all hands on deck.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being a breath of information and inspiration to us all.
Yeah, all right. Well, you got half of that right. Actually, not even half. Not even half. All right, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you being
with us.
Thanks,
Jesse.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like change. I'm not good with change.
Well, don't you think it's better if it helps improve security and the ability to counterfeit these things? That's a great thing. I mean, that's why the lines are so long at the airports right now, partially, not only understaffing, is that they're being extremely careful about screening people. And this makes it a little bit easier.
Getting a fake ID might be hard, though.
Much harder.
See,
much,
now, and we
much,
will we'll talk to
harder.
Violetta about fake IDs coming up. She's the Jesse White of fake IDs.
I
she knows
know
all the tricks. She knows all the tricks of the trade. Well, that's good because, you know, these fake IDs, you know, this like Chinese company has been making these fake IDs that are pretty damn close. It's one thing for, you know, kids to get into bars. It's a whole other thing for people to be stealing identities and getting jobs and getting past TSA and things
exactly
like that with the technology that the Chinese counterfeiters have been using, Chinese counterfeit companies.
Violetta was just trying to buy kegs for her friends, supply the party.
Well, you're over 21 now, weren't you?
Yeah,
no?
Of course I
when
am.
When she was using her fake.
Yeah, when she was 16.
I never had a fake.
Because your dad's in the restaurant business.
I also have an older sister.
Mm.
Did you look a lot alike?
No. Good thing people don't look at those pictures.
Oh my gosh! All right, okay. All right, now we're just giving bad tips to the kids. Now, do you see what's happening here?
It just took a turn, I think.